Last week, at the time of this recording, I launched the big Black Friday sale for Laracast. And like every year, it was a big success. I rarely prepare and do big marketing pushes, so whenever I do, it ends up going very well. But you know what? It never doesn't make me feel gross, if we're being perfectly honest. It's this constant battle, if you have a small business, between shoving marketing in somebody's face and trying to convince them to do something that they may not otherwise would. So it's a battle between that and the reality that it works. Have you ever gotten those postcards, those mailers trying to sell you on something? And you think, well, why are they doing this? It's going straight in the trash. They're doing it because for every 100,000 mailers they send out, they're going to make X amount of dollars. So it's worth it to them to shove these postcards in your face. Or sometimes stores will send you like those big fat magazines selling all their crap. Once again, it's like, wow, that can't be cheap to produce, and I just threw it in the trash. Well, yeah, you threw it in the trash, but somebody else didn't. Somebody else wouldn't spend a bunch of money to warrant the huge marketing push. And this is the sad reality. It 100% works. Google AdWords, YouTube pre-roll videos, sales like the one I ran, they all work. And yeah, to some extent, it makes me sad. I think it really depends upon how you market. And this is going to be from the point of view of a small business. As always, the rules at the small level are going to be drastically different from if you're Target or Walmart. So as a customer or a consumer, here's what I think when a company is doing a Black Friday sale. I get a tweet from them. Okay, great. But then they post to Instagram. And then they post to Facebook. And then 3 hours later, they're going to post on Twitter again because there's a whole new group of people. Even if I see it both times, there's still a whole new group of people who didn't see it the first time around. So they're going to post it again. And they're probably going to do that a handful of times over the 3 day span that they're running the sale. And they're going to do that in every single social media app. Next, not only did I see it on Twitter, but they're going to send me an email. Hey, get 20% off marketing junk, just nonstop. You get that email. And then the next day, they're going to tell you about it again. They're going to send you another email. Because you know what? The first time, you might have decided, I don't need this, and I'm going to delete it. But you know what? Tomorrow, you might change your mind. So let's send you another notification email. And then the final day of the sale, we're of course going to let you know that there's one final opportunity to take advantage of this amazing sale. But you know what? It's probably not the last email, because maybe when there's a couple hours left, they'll fire off one more to you just so you have one final chance to take advantage of their stupid sale. And when you think about it this way, doesn't it just feel so overwhelmingly gross? I sometimes equate it to knocking on somebody's door. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, 20% off. Are you interested? No. Shut the door. All right, I'll come back in a couple hours. Knock, knock, knock. And the next day, knock, knock, knock. And then every single day that I'm running this amazing sale, that so often isn't even a sale to begin with. In the case of Laracast, yes, it was a big sale. But in so many cases throughout the year, these sales are not sales. You ever go to the mall and notice that whatever store or clothing store you go into, it's on sale permanently, like just nonstop, biggest sale of the year? Really? Because you were just doing the biggest sale of the year a month ago, the semi-annual sale. Last month when I came here. But you know what? It's that, I mean, there's been research and studies done on this stuff. Even if it's not real or enough of a discount to make any difference whatsoever, the simple existence of the word sale and that being attached to whatever you want to buy makes people more likely to proceed. It's almost like a get out of jail free card. Yes, I bought this, but you have to understand it was on sale. So of course I did it. If I didn't buy it now, then it would have gone way up in a few days. So really, I was making a good business decision. I was making a good financial decision for the family because I got this thing on sale. Even if you've never actually said those words, I bet on some level it kind of goes through your head. And that's the thing about Black Friday. It gets you into that mode where you see 40% off or 51% off. And you think, I need to do it because this is a once a year opportunity. I can't just pass this up. So these sales directly appeal to your insecurities and to your fear of missing out. Again, when you think about it, it just, the entire thing feels so gross. But still, I did a sale and lots of people do sales and lots of businesses do sales and lots of them do it every single month and they have great success. So why would you not do it, right? Right. Think of it from a simple business point of view. Regardless of whether it feels wrong or like you're shoving stuff in their face or you're knocking on their door every 5 seconds, it works. So why wouldn't you do it? Every single time you do this sale, your revenue goes up. You make more money every single time. It's a complete conflict of interest between goodness, I would say, just being a good business owner that wants to offer a useful product versus, well, when I do this thing that's kind of goes against that friendly contract you and I have, when I do something that goes against that, it works. So I am actively encouraged to do that more and more. You see what I mean? It's this massive conflict of interest. So I've set up internal rules for myself that I just apply to my own business. Again, this would never apply to something like Amazon. Their marketing budgets and the numbers they are dealing with are such gargantuan orders of magnitude above what Laracast makes. So for my small business, I have some basic rules. First and foremost, even before a sale, I want to offer a good product or a good service at a reasonable price. Not a price that makes me the maximum number of dollars, regardless of to what extent it hurts your bank account. No, I want to offer a good product at a reasonable price to the point that when we sign the papers, when you sign up for the site, we both feel good about it. You don't feel like I ripped you off or I took advantage of your desire to learn more and charge you as much as I possibly could. And on the other hand, I don't feel like you just searched for some torrent and stole from me, because I wouldn't appreciate that either. So it has to be a good, honest transaction there. So you can classify, I guess, that first rule of mine as basic fairness and decency. Next, if somebody's not happy with the product, or sometimes what happens with Laracast is they aren't quite at the skill level necessary for a site like Laracast. Like, they're still kind of learning the basics of PHP, and they're really not ready for this stuff. They will ask for a refund. And of course, that rule is, you do it without even flinching. Easily, the thing that leaves the worst possible taste in my mouth when working with businesses is when I feel like they have received my money and now they are going to take every possible step to hold on to that money, even if it was a misunderstanding or a subscription renewal that I didn't necessarily want, or maybe I decided it wasn't for me the day after. It doesn't matter. When you encounter a business where you ask for a refund and they make it ridiculously hard to win that battle, I mean, when they do that, I am less inclined than ever to, one, use their product or their service, and two, promote their service or tell my friends about their service. And all of it was so they could save $10 or some $20 fee that I didn't know was associated with something. Just refund the money immediately, no questions asked, as long as it's within reason. Like sometimes at Laracast, somebody will ask for a refund for a subscription they had like 15 months ago. And yeah, for those things, it's like, that seems a little weird to me that you waited a year and a half before asking for a $9 refund. So that's a little bit different than somebody who signs up and immediately realizes, oh, it's not for me. Or another example I sometimes have at Laracast that I would maybe kick up a fuss a bit more is sometimes somebody will sign up, download a bunch of content, and then immediately ask for a refund. And I can see that. I can see that you downloaded all this stuff. That's where it feels you're taking advantage of me here. You're going against that first rule of decency there. But other than that, refund instantly if they request it. And you know, when you do it, they're probably going to say, oh my God, thank you for making this so easy. Thank you for not making me fight like every other business. And you know what? They're probably that much more inclined to promote you down the line, because they'll say, oh, their customer service was really good. Or, I had an issue with them and they solved it instantly. So they're a good product. I would recommend to them. That's what you get. And trust me, that referral, at least to me, is worth so much more than any $9 that I might fight to keep. Now, in terms of running a sale specifically, look, a lot of people would say, look, if you don't like it, don't do the sale. Don't participate in this. And it's like, once again, well, you know what? Around this time of year is when so many businesses make a significant portion of their revenue, which allows them to feed their family and continue running the business. So I'm not going to sit here and say nobody should do marketing. It's just ridiculous. But I think there's a way to do it where you don't feel so slimy, where you can actually go to sleep at night feeling good about yourself, that you didn't just go door to door shoving your product in somebody's face, even though every single day they've rejected it. That's just an abuse of power. When somebody signs up to your newsletter, they're not signing up to have you shove your product in their faces every single day. And it's amazing how this doesn't compute with larger businesses. Like the other day, a week ago or so, I bought something from Staples.com. And I swear to you, every single day since then, I have received an email from them, some kind of marketing, here's what's on sale this week. Every single day, I've gotten something. So what did I do? Of course, I hit unsubscribe. It's an abuse of power. Last year around Christmas, I bought something for my wife from Sephora. It's like a makeup place. Anyways, I have no intention of buying anything else, but they don't know that. So they are literally going to email me every day or every other day. So what do? I hit unsubscribe. It's ridiculous. It's so absurd. And it's important to keep in mind, the more you do that, the more you are encouraging the person to, one, hit unsubscribe, but two, make them feel gross about your product. Because I feel it myself when I'm checking my email. And I already have 100 emails of actual work that I have to get through. But then I see, oh, so-and-so has emailed me again about their thing. It's gross. There's just no two ways about it. It makes me feel gross about their product, and it actually makes me less likely to use it. So I think there's a way to do a sale while feeling good about yourself. And I think the key is, the goal is to inform people. Nothing more. The goal is to inform them and give them a cheaper price. That's what a sale has to be. If the day before you increased prices and then you ran a sale for 30% off that just brought it back down to the original price, businesses do this all the time, then you're violating that trust that we have. You're violating that decency rule. I was reading the other day about how some stores around Black Friday, like some Targets, single Targets, I assume this is not corporate deciding this, it's like one Target deciding it, but they will do some sale, like they have, you know, the 70-inch TV for $100, the doorbuster sale, and they only have five of them or whatever. And then once they actually researched it, they found out they had none of them at the time the sale launched. But that's not the goal. The goal is to get your butt inside the store so that you buy other things. And then they can say, oh, sorry, somebody else picked it up. Once again, how overwhelmingly slimy is that? I hate it. So instead, the goal is to inform, to offer them a sale, and then shove it in their face as minimally as possible. So when I ran the Laracast sale, I sent out to the newsletter one time. And when you got that email, if you did, I bet you noticed there wasn't banner images and calls to actions and buttons and sign up now and blah, blah, blah. Nope, it was just a friendly little two-paragraph email. You got to keep it as short as possible so that people actually read it. This is a mistake I see a lot of people make. They give you this huge email. And trust me, the longer that email gets, the less likely that I'm going to read it. But if it's a paragraph, I will read it. Tell me about your thing. What's going on? Why am I interested? Where can I take advantage of it? Try to fit that into as little as possible. Now, again, at the high level, if you're Walmart, you don't send out a little email, right? The rules and the stakes are so different for them. But on my level, and maybe on your level, where you're selling a little service or a SaaS or a single product, the rules are going to be quite different. And I would bet you that the people who have signed up for your newsletter are far more likely to read that email if you actually just wrote them an email versus sending them some professionally designed email campaign that has been tested to get the maximum number of clicks with A/B testing. Blah. Just be a human and send them an email and tell them about your thing. Now, in the defense of sales, I will say there are certain people who depend upon these, where it's honestly just not practical for them to sign up without the sale. So they very much come to depend upon it. And that's where I feel like a Black Friday sale or any sale can be incredibly useful and incredibly beneficial, once again, to both parties. On my hand, I get to tell a lot of people about my company. Even outside of the revenue that might come in, it's a chance for me to tell people about Laracast that I otherwise wouldn't. Now, from your end, for Laracast, it's a chance to get basically everything I know about web development at a very discounted price, to the point that you can now sign up when maybe otherwise it wouldn't have been possible. I feel like in all of these cases, it's fair and honest and friendly. But if I were to email you five more times and send a direct message to you where you feel like I'm messaging you, but really I just wrote a program to DM every single person who follows Laracast. Once again, people figure that out. And you know what? If you did that, where you wrote the program and you acted like it was a personal little message, again, I think they're less likely to buy your product. People pick up on that crap. It's gross. It's slimy. Another one I think is gross is when they run a sale and they've just spent the entire week telling you that this is the deadline and you have exactly this number of hours to get in. And they emailed you an hour before the deadline just to tempt you that much more, to appeal to your sense of urgency and your sense of fear of missing out. And then what do? The next day, they send another email and they say, we've extended the sale all the way through Friday or Saturday or whatever it happens to be. I don't know about you, but to me, it all ends up feeling a little slimy. And you know what? After they're done extending that sale, next month, they're going to basically have a comparable sale as well. So again, as a business owner, I'm just being honest with you. It feels a little gross. It's a constant struggle of this brings in revenue. This allows me to continue doing what I'm doing versus shoving this in your face feels really gross. That's not the way it should be. Ideally, you should seek me out. You should seek my product or anyone's product out on your own versus them having to go door to door trying to get you to walk through the doors. All right, so that's my likely incorrect thoughts on marketing. If you'd like to continue talking about it, you can tweet me, doing some marketing here, how ironic, at Jeffrey_Way or at Laracast. And as always, visit Laracast. This is so funny on marketing. I'm just immediately falling back into marketing speak just after I got done saying slimy. But again, it's that thing between telling people about your product is a good thing. Shoving it down their throat is another thing altogether. And maybe I'm doing that right now. You're trying to end the podcast and I'm telling you about my site. You already know about Laracast. I'm wasting your time here. I'm hitting stop.